two from the good black man, and we're a winner. And everybody knows the two, we just keep on pushing, like your leaders tell you to. At last that blessed day has come, and I don't care where you come from, we're all moving on up, Lord have mercy, we're moving on up, moving on up, woo.
Good morning. Welcome to the Political Strategist. This is your program host, Brenda K. Sanders. I'm on the program this morning to, as I have been doing lately, memorialize the attack that I suffered this morning. It is uncanny. It is unbelievable that we would have a White House that has a press secretary that has a similar hair color and style to me, and yet the president of the United States will allow and probably order military attacks on me. And I believe it is a cover-up. And what it is a cover-up to cover the real truth. This morning, I was lying on my couch in my living room, as usual, unable to recline in my bedroom. And that's where I'm attacked the most, in my bedroom, because these are domestic sexual harassment assaults. And I was lying on my couch in my living room where I was assaulted on my head. I was assaulted so badly that I was dazed. I was unable to really stand up without feeling dizzy. I was unable to ambulate without a fear of falling. And, you know, I was just dazed. And I've endured many of these attacks. These attacks are at the hands of our U.S. military, not President Biden, no question. And yet this cover-up to appear like he is, you know, docile or fair or, you know, neutral in some regard, when he is in fact a domestic abuser. And he uses the military to do it. These are very grievous attacks. And I consider myself a person with a very strong constitution. And so I have endured a lot. And God certainly has been my protector. He certainly has been my guard. My twin sister has not and did not survive these attacks. And so I consider myself to be blessed and very blessed and fortified by the Lord Jesus Christ through God our Father. Through God our Father, through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. These are attacks, I believe, that are not only launched against me, but are launched against other females. I don't believe there are any females. I'm starting to believe that the political females may be a subject and targeted. I was watching the news accounts of the Alaskan airlines attacks. I was just really, believe it or not, thinking about those attacks yesterday, about the Alaskan congresswoman's husband who was killed. And Biden appeared in her state, I think a day before, and then the next day her husband was killed. And I thought about it yesterday about in Alaska, how he's attacking these political females, and especially congressional on the congressional level. I'm not even on the congressional level yet, even though I have launched and am launching my bid to be so elected. But how he's attacking the female political people. And I thought about yesterday, just happened to casually as I was walking around my house, think about that female who lost her husband after he appeared in her state. I think it was a day before the murder of her husband. And then I just happened to be thinking about it. And then today, lo and behold, we have another Alaskan event. And I believe he goes back and forth, terrorizing and, enforcing his violence against and on women all over this nation. Some are speaking out, some are not. Of course, it's a very horrifying experience. You must and have to endure in order to speak out against this Saul that has come up to attack women. And so I see today on today's news where TSA director, she's, been fired or something today, a black woman. I also saw yesterday, well, this thing with Claudine Gay. Now, I know she's gay, but the fact is, when has anybody been investigated and seen as negative there at the Harvard Law School, but a black woman? And she also wears her hair similar to this TSA director that we see today on the news. So this man is out to get black women. He's out to get women, period. They're usually women of professional status and women that have some level of influence. I am so disturbed by this president. And I don't know why he was elected by the Democratic Party to be the party nominee. I don't know why. I mean, there were so many candidates. I don't get it. I don't get it. And so we must continue to fight. I'm going to try to cover and protect myself as much as possible. But I have been harmed today by a hit on my head of all places. And I'm sure it was to disable me mentally. I also have legal documents to prepare. I've already been all three of my computers that I had that were functioning. One was new. The other two were not new, but one was certainly new. We're all disabled. I am now looking at and have purchased a fourth computer whereby I'm having problems with the operation of the computer as I attempt to prepare legal documents this morning. It is certainly an experience that I will continue to report. As long as I have breath in my body, I'm going to report and expose this evil president. What else can be done? We cannot endure his attacks with silence. We must speak out and hope that the authorities that have a measure of authority over him act and act quickly. I don't think they're acting quickly enough. This morning, I did make a I caused a communication to Speaker, House Speaker Mike Johnson about this president and why we need an FBI to go forward with prosecution. Comparatively, and the joke about it is this: the joke is that you're heavily prosecuting President Trump, and so there is the legal precedent for these things, and a president does not have absolute immunity. I know the law on it. A president has a measure of immunity. That was proven by Richard Nixon. the law was developing at that time when he was engaged in wrongdoing. But certainly that immunity is diminished when there is proven documented wrongdoing being committed. And so you have no immunity when you're violating women, when you're assaulting women, when you're killing women or killing their husbands or their loved ones or their companions or their family members. There's no such immunity. And so right now, I believe President Biden can be charged with these crimes. I'm certainly willing to go forth with a polygraph exam. I'm willing to go forth with 10 polygraph exams to help my family and to help me and to seek and get protection. Like I said, I already have a family member that's deceased, my sister. And my brother is in prison and can't get out no matter what. He can't get out. No matter how the law has helped him, he can't get out and has not gotten out. And all of his co-defendants are out walking the street. So what I see is a determined effort to separate me from my family, to destroy my family members, and to destroy me. And these are unlawful acts, and they're not subject to immunity. Like President Trump has no immunity, neither does President Biden. And so I thank God for that precedent being set, because you just cannot commit crimes because you're a president or another government official and hope to assert immunity. It's definitely going to be an issue. So I thank you for listening to me here on The Political Strategist as I attempt to try to do some legal work this morning. I'm trying with my fourth computer that is malfunctioning to answer legal, legal responses that have been made to me. I'm already late because my computers were disabled. I had to wait to get the necessary monies to get a computer to counter these responses. And even the holiday, even the library was closed throughout the holiday. I believe they're still closed until Monday. So there was a lot of almost seemingly insurmountable challenges to me doing my legal work over the holidays and over those 2 weeks that I have been trying, at least, to get some legal responses to my cases. So thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. I am on this podcast. A lot of people don't know what's going on. You around the world, you don't understand what's going on. But I'm here to advise you about what's going on. It's called government gang stalking, government harassment. I mean, we always reference Russia and how unfair they are and how controlling they are. But we never talk about the United States. It is a big, big lie. So again, I will be back here on The Political Strategist over and over. I thank you for listening. I thank you for tuning in to this podcast. Thank you again. Talk to you next time.
when I drive a great big Cadillac, diamond in the back, sunroof top, digging the scene with a gangster lean against the white walls, TV antennas in the back. You may not have a car at all, but remember, brothers and sisters, you can still stand tall. Just be thankful for what you got. Diamond in the back, sunroof top, big in the scene with a gangster lean. Woo-hoo. Diamond in the back, sunroof top, big in the scene with a gangster lean. Drive a great big Cadillac, against the white walls, TV antennas in the back. You may not have a car. Brothers and sisters.